أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. The previous surah and this surah also speaks quite a bit of family life. And family life has to be correct. That is where community starts and country starts. So in order to regulate and make family life correct, Allah Ta'ala informs us that we should, so where we see to the necessities of our families as far as mundane, worldly things are concerned, that they have their comfort, etc., that they have their worldly education, etc., but much more important than that is that we save them from the fire of Jahannam. And that we are concerned about their lives as far as their dressing is concerned, their education is concerned, and what are the things that will take them and what will take us and others to the fire of Jahannam. We must protect ourselves from all those things. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ye iman walu, O people of iman who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala, قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا, بچاؤ اپنی جان کو اور اپنے گھر والوں کو اس آگ سے. Save yourselves and your families from that fire, the fire of Jahannam. That fire is not here. How do we save them from that fire? That is those amal and actions that will take us, lead us towards that fire. Save them from all those wrong things. So everyone has got that basic knowledge that what are the things that can lead us and our families to the fire of Jahannam, and we are warned that protect yourself against all those things. And Allah describes one aspect of that fire, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ, جِسْ كِي چَبْتِيَاں هِي آدمی اور پتھر, the fuel of which is man himself and rock, stone. So we know coal burns very, very easily. But then too many times we find we cannot get our fires burning because the coal is wet or whatever else it might be. But the thing which is like rock, hard and humans, that will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam, which illustrates how severe that fire will be. So Allah is advising us, save yourselves, save your families from that fire. And then not only that, عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ, اس پر مقرر ہے فرشتے تند خو زبردست, and who is appointed as the wardens, like in a jail or in a torture camp. We know how severe those people are. They don't know what a smile is. They don't know what a kind word is. They are very rough. Just like that, the malaika on the fire of Jahannam are also very, very severe and very hard. And they are very strong. Nobody can escape them in any way whatsoever. And there is no smile on their face, no word of kindness whatsoever. So save yourselves and your families from such a torture and such a punishment. And those malaika, another condition of this, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم, نافرمانی نہیں کرتے اللہ کی, they don't disobey Allah Ta'ala in the least, but they won't show you any compassion from their side, or they won't give you any respite, or they won't let you go in any way. What Allah has commanded them, they're going to do that exactly. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, اور وہی کام کرتے ہیں جو ان کو حکم ہوا. And they do just that, what they have been ordered. And they have been ordered to punish the inmates of Jahannam very severely, besides the actual fire and the boiling water and all other azab. The malaika will also be punishing the people of Jahannam. So Allah, may Allah protect us all. And Allah Ta'ala has given us this warning now, already in this world, that you protect yourselves and your families from this fire. As your families are very dear to you, you don't want any harm to come to them. The greatest harm is the harm of the fire of Jahannam. So Allah has been very kind that He has informed us and advised us. And then again, Allah also says clearly, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, اے منکر ہونے والو, all those who disbelieve, and for them it's really the fire of Jahannam. If Muslims have to go, it will be for purification and to remove all the wrong they had done. But for the non-believers, Allah says that if you did not listen to me in this world, then remember, La ta'tadhirul yawm. Mat mahane batlao aaj ke din. Don't make excuses today. Today you want an alibi for your actions. You want to make an excuse, etc. No excuses are going to be accepted. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'amaloon. Wahi batla paoge jo tum karte the. And no oppression or zulm will be made to you. It will be only what you had done yourselves that you're going to get the returns of that. So for the non-believers, Allah says, don't make any excuse. We gave you enough chance and we opened every door to recognize us and to know the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And for us also, Allah has informed us so clearly in the Quran Sharif, on the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now if we don't abide, then we won't have anyone to blame but ourselves. And Allah will make it clear on the day of Qiyamah that you yourself are guilty. And a person will know within himself, I am guilty and this is the punishment that I deserve. May Allah protect us, make us conscious of our deeni and religious duties towards our families and fulfill those duties. Where we are very concerned of the worldly needs and their comfort, we must be more concerned of the deen and what life will be in the akhirah.